Okay, Shi Jin De Xiao Ho, Wa Jin Chang Dao Da Lu, Chang Fu Yin.
當時咧，佢成日翻大陸傳福音嘅。
但就1997年的時候，我離開香港到澳門去。
1997年咧就嚟咗香港，不過好近啫，去咗澳門。
在澳門8年。
去澳門8年啊。
但就從澳門，我們住在中國。
跟住由澳門咧就翻，即係之後離開澳門翻咗中國嗰度居住啦。
我們在浙江杭州4年，
去咗浙江杭州4年。
我們在中國的時候，我們要幫助家庭教會。
咁喺中國嘅時候咧，佢哋就去幫助啲家庭教會。
我们感谢主在中国有复兴，对不对？
咁啊，感谢主喺中国咧睇到有复兴嘅。
And 现在很多传道人从中国去别的国家。
咁啊，而家咧好多从中国嘅传道人咧兴起咗去到其他好多国家传福音。
但是我2014年的时候，我们回去我们的国家，去新西兰。
咁咧，去2014年咧就翻翻佢哋本来嚟自嘅国家，就系新西兰啦。
但系我们要回来中国。
咁但系咧，佢哋都即系来来回回翻中国啦。
但是耶稣告诉我们，我们应该在新西兰的教会帮助新西兰基督徒。
咁咧，但系神同佢讲，佢话你哋应该留喺新西兰帮助新西兰嘅基督徒。
So 我们在新西兰的新西兰的教会4年。
咁于是咧喺新西兰嘅教会咧留咗4年。
但是我们很高兴他现在开门，我们可以再来。
咁咧，但系感谢主啦，而家咧即系再神为佢哋开门啦，所以咧佢哋可以再嚟。
我们很高兴，我们在复兴教会，你的名字是真奥堂，对不对？
连中文都识睇啊！佢好开心能够嚟到福音教会真奥堂。
So 我们要基督耶稣祝福每个弟兄姐妹。
所以咧，求主耶稣基督祝福每个弟兄姊妹。
奉耶稣的名。
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen。我以为我译英文咧，原来译普通话。
Okay, now I'll speak in English。
哦，原来都有英文译下嘅。Okay, 而家佢讲英文，我讲中文啊，广东话。
But we love you。
啊，我好爱大家。
And yes, I need man.
Yes, so I need it.
Amen. So greetings from our church in New Zealand.
So, we're from our New Zealand church to send you a greeting.
And you'll see that the name of our church is a flame church. And that is because we believe that we need to be on fire for Jesus. Every day we need to burn for Jesus, amen? Are you burning for Jesus?
你是不是为耶稣而燃烧紧你自己呢？
If not, you need to join our church.
如果你没有什么火气呢，就麻烦来我们教会啦。
Amen.
Amen.
But our brothers and sisters in New Zealand, they are praying for you.
我们在纽西兰的弟兄姊妹都为到大家祷告的。
So,Actually, we left our church in Lower Hutt in July.
咁咧，其實我哋喺7月咧就離開咗我哋嘅教會，跟住去咗即係呢頭啦。
And there are others looking after our church now.
咁咧，因為有其他人而家可以照顧，即係牧養住教會啦。
And we traveled to Malaysia to a conference.
咁跟住佢哋去咗馬來西亞啦，去咗一個特會嘅。
And for many years we have been ministering to married couples.
咁啊，好多年以嚟咧，佢哋都一路服侍緊好多已婚嘅夫婦。
In fact, we helped start a ministry to married couples in China.
咁其實喺過去嘅日子咧，佢哋喺中國開始做一個幫助服侍已婚夫婦嘅事工。
In fact, it started here in Hong Kong.
其實呢個事工就係由香港開始嘅。
God started to work in our lives as a couple.
咁神咧點開始咧？就喺我哋夫婦身上，神開始幫助我哋。
We needed help in our marriage.
當年喺我哋婚姻，我哋需要人幫助。
And as we did a course called the Married for Life course.
咁當時我哋上咗一個課程啦，呢個課程叫做咧婚姻一生一世嘅課程啦。
Now the Married for Life course in Chinese is called Bai To Xie Lao.
哦，呢個課程咧中文咧就係白頭偕老課程。白頭偕老，大家知我。
When a couple get married, that's what you say to them, isn't it?
係咪啊？即係大家新婚結婚嘅時候咧，就祝賀佢哋咩啊？白頭到老，白頭偕老啊嘛。
白頭偕老，
白頭偕老。
I've only got a white beard。
啊，佢就冇白頭，有白鬚。
沒有頭髮，
冇乜頭髮。
This course.It was a 12-week course. It changed our marriage.
呢個係一個十二個星期嘅課程，但係經過呢十二星期課程咧，改變咗我哋嘅婚姻。
And we actually ran the course in Revival Church in 1997.
咁咧，其實當年喺1997年喺復興教會嘅時候咧，佢哋就開辦咗呢個課程俾復興教會弟兄姊妹嘅。
And we were able to get the material translated from English into Chinese.
咁當時我哋將呢啲英文嘅課程內容翻譯成中文。
And little by little, we introduced this course into the house churches of China.
咁漸漸一步一步咧，將呢個課程咧帶到去中國裏邊嘅家庭教會。
And now there are 20 centers in different parts of China.Teaching this course.
咁而家中國超過即係20個中心唔同嘅地方嚟教緊呢個課程嘅。
So we would only teach leaders.
我哋會教嗰啲領袖。
And then the local leaders would teach and start groups.
咁跟住嗰啲本地嘅領袖學咗啦，佢哋就自己去教，去展開佢哋嘅工作。
So here in Malaysia.There were people from many different Asian countries.
咁啊，喺呢個馬來西亞特會咧，其實咧嚟自好多人咧係嚟自唔同嘅東南亞國家。
And there was one group that came from China and also overseas Chinese.
咁其中有一班人咧係嚟自中國嘅基督徒啦，同埋係華僑，即係都係中國人嚟嘅。
And we had a wonderfully blessed time in July.
咁喺中喺七月咧，我哋喺呢度個特會有個好好嘅時間。
And from Malaysia, I went back to my home country to England。
咁咧離開咗馬來西亞之後咧，佢自己就翻咗英國，即係佢嘅家鄉故鄉就係英國。
And I actually preached in my father's old church。
咁翻到英國咧，就係其實佢。爸爸是一個牧師嚟嘅，當年咁去到佢爸爸嘅本身嘅教會嗰度咧，去講道分享。
You know, I have 3 generations of pastors。
哇，原來佢三代都係牧師嚟嘅。
My grandfather，
祖父係牧師。
My father，
父親係牧師。
And now me，
而家佢係都係牧師。
And now we have 2 boys。
啊，佢哋有兩個仔。
And our 2 boys were born here in Hong Kong.
兩個仔喺香港出世噶，香港製造。
他們是香港人，香港人，
香港人嚟嘅。
And they are both now missionaries.
咁咧，呢兩個仔而家都係宣教士。
One of them is a missionary, planning to go as a missionary to Fejo, to Africa.
咁其中一個仔咧，係打算去非洲宣教。
And our other son, he works in Zhongdong.
另外一個仔咧喺中東嗰度做嘢。
And so we are so blessed that that our family are following this holy tradition.
感謝主，佢成個家庭啦，家人都係跟從呢個咁神聖嘅。侍奉主的傳統，一代前一代。
Jesus will not come back until everyone has heard.
因為咧，聖經話，只要仲有一個人未聽到福音咧，耶穌係唔會翻嚟住嘅。
Because the gospel must be preached as a witness to all nations.
因為福音要去到普天下，對萬民作見證。
And only then will Jesus come.
直到嗰陣，耶穌就會翻嚟啦。
We have a big responsibility.
所以我哋有个非常重要嘅责任。
And so from England we went to Sweden, which is Monica's home country.
咁由英国佢哋再飞去瑞典，就系佢太太 Monica 嘅家乡。
And we had a wonderful time in Sweden.
咁喺瑞典有好好嘅时候啦。
But now back here in Hong Kong, we came here to Hong Kong and then travelled for 1 month back into China.
咁跟住喺瑞典翻嚟香港，其實之前咧佢哋翻咗去國內一個月嘅。
So first of all, we went to Qinghai province。
咁啊，呢一個月去咗邊咧？首先去咗青海。
Because we have a heart to reach the unreached。
因為我哋希望去能夠向嗰啲未聽過福音嘅人傳福音。
And the Tibetans are a people who have been under terrible bondage.
咁啊，所以咧，去到青海能够向啲西藏人传福音，因为西藏人咧，佢哋嗰个捆绑、属灵嘅捆绑好大。
And for many years, we have wanted to help to reach these people for the Lord.
所以好多年咧，佢哋都希望能够向呢啲藏族嘅人啦传福音嘅。
And it was a privilege to be able to go back there and meet with.Key people who are involved in reaching out to Tibetans.
咁啊，好高興今次去到青海，能夠同一啲即係好核心嘅人啦，去一齊去幫助佢哋啊，佢哋會向呢啲藏族人傳福音嘅。
And then we went to another city where there are some marriage ministries leaders.
咁跟住去到另外啲城市啦，嗰啲城市就係有呢啲已婚嘅事工嘅領袖喺度做嘢嘅。
And we encourage them in their work in the Lord.
我哋喺度鼓励佢哋继续侍奉主啦。
And then finally, we went to Zhejiang, Hangzhou, where I was pastor of an international church.
咁啊，跟住最后就系未翻嚟香港之前，去咗浙江杭州，因为当年咧佢喺浙江杭州咧系牧养咗一间教会，咁咧今次咧重回故地探访翻呢间教会。
And so it was a privilege to go back there and meet with the brothers and sisters.
咁啊，所以好榮幸能夠翻去咧，見翻啊啲老朋友弟兄姊妹。
So hallelujah, the Lord is at work.
感謝主，神喺度做緊嘢嘅。
And now today I just want to share a few thoughts from the Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8.
今日咧，我想同大家分享少少咧，關於。保罗在罗马书八章写给啲信徒嘅有几点嘅嘢，有几点嘅即系内容，我想同大家分享。
And the title of my message is More Than Conquerors。
咁我今日分享嘅题目就系得胜有余。
In fact, in verse 37 of Romans 8, it says, We are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
其实罗马书八章三十七节就记载着这样的，他说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
We are not conquerors in our own strength.
我们不是靠着自己力量去得胜的。
We are conquerors because of what Jesus has done.
我哋点解能够得胜，系因为耶稣基督所做嘅嘢。
Our lives are founded upon Jesus.
我哋嘅生命系嘅基础就喺主耶稣嗰度。
You know the apostle Paul, he explains why we are more than conquerors and gives us wonderful assurance of this truth.
保罗同我哋分享点解我哋能够得胜咧？佢咧分享咗呢个咧非常之美好嘅真理。
You'll remember he was writing to the Christians in Rome。
大家记住咧，保罗写罗马书嘅时候咧，系写俾罗马嘅信徒。
You see, in Rome there had been persecution upon the Jews living in that city.
咁喺羅馬當時發生咩事咧？就係有啲逼迫逼害嗰啲喺羅馬居住嘅猶太信徒。
And there were a couple that was Aquila and Priscilla who had to leave Rome and go to Corinth because the persecution was so severe.
因為逼迫好嚴厲好厲害，所以咧當時有對夫婦啦，就係亞居拉同伯基拉咧，佢哋都要被逼離開羅馬去到哥林多。
But apparently, by the time that Paul wrote this letter, that the persecution was not just on Jews, it was on Christians.
但當保羅寫羅馬書嘅時候咧，當時嘅逼迫已經唔單止係迫害猶太嘅信徒，仲咧蔓延到迫害外邦嘅信徒。
Do you know why the persecution was so severe?
大家知唔知點解逼迫迫害咁厲害咧？
Because the government had said.The emperor had given orders that everyone was to bow before his image.
因為當時羅馬嘅凱撒皇帝啦，佢落咗道命令，要所有人民咧向佢嘅神像下拜，向佢嘅像下拜。
In fact, the Jews had managed to negotiate with the government, and they were protected.
咁當時其實猶太人都有啲勢力嘅，咁咧佢哋咧同政府咧談判啊，最後咧。他們都受到一些保護，不需要受到那麼大的迫害。
But the Christians who had been forced, they were not allowed to go to the synagogue.
但是其他基督徒他們就沒有這個特權，他們不可以去會堂那裡聚集了。
They were in terrible trouble with the government because they wouldn't bow before an image.
他們因為不肯向這個羅馬皇帝的像下拜，所以他們就惹了很大的麻煩。
You know, the days may come when we may face a similar situation.
大家知不知道，可能有一天，那天來到的時候，我們都會面對類似的迫害，迫
迫。 You'll remember a situation in the Acts of the Apostles.Where Peter and John were ordered by the Sanhedrin, the Jewish authorities, not to preach in the name of Jesus.
大家記唔記得《使徒行傳》記載過使徒彼得同約翰，佢哋被當時公會嘅人啦，即係嗰啲議會人命令佢哋唔可以再傳耶穌基督。
In Acts 5:29, Peter replied to the Sanhedrin.
咁咧喺《使徒行傳》五章二十九節，彼得咧去向呢啲公會人係咁樣講嘅，咁樣回答嘅。
We must obey God rather than any human authority。
佢話：我哋應該順從神，唔順從人嘅。
Challenging, isn't it？
係咪對大家嚟講好大嘅挑戰啊
？We want to be obedient to the authorities。
我哋當然希望順服有權柄嘅人啦。
But there may be situations where God must come first。
但係當遇到啲情況之下，我哋要選擇係咪要順服神先咧
？In fact, the Pharisees at the time of Jesus had a discussion about this very matter。
其實喺耶穌基督嘅時代啊，嗰啲法利賽人就為咗呢個題目去討論過嘅。
These discussions had been going on for many years.
其實一路咧好多年啦，都有人喺度討論緊呢個題目。
And so when Peter said these words, they knew exactly what he was talking about.
所以當喺《使徒行傳》彼得對呢啲人咁樣講嘅時候咧，當時嘅人咧，因為聽見呢啲嘅討論已經好多年啦，佢哋知道彼得同約翰講緊乜嘢。
And the Pharisees had come to the conclusion that.Whatever the cost, you need to obey God's law.
咁咧，當時咧法利賽人咧，佢哋咧最後嘅結論就係咩咧？佢話無論乜嘢代價，付上咩代價，都要去咧順服主嘅。
So it's clear that the Christians in Rome needed to receive encouragement.
所以當時喺羅馬嘅信徒好需要得到鼓勵。
That their God, their Savior, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit would be with them in times of trial.
所以他们很需要得到什么鼓励呢？就是无论在什么困难的逼迫环境里面，主耶稣基督和圣灵都会与那班信徒同在。
And it is possible that Paul was actually writing this letter when he was in prison himself.
其实呢，保罗写紧呢封罗马书信嘅时候呢，其实佢自己都可能坐紧监。
He may have been in Caesarea, held because he had appealed to Caesar, just waiting for a ship to take him to Rome.
他可能当时呢，保罗是在该撒利亚这个地方，因为呢当时有些犹太人告他，他就说要上诉到去罗马皇帝那里，当时呢就被扣留了，要坐监在那里等呢被遣送上去罗马，所以可能当时他坐在监的。
So we're going to look at three points from this passage in Romans 8.
所以我们看看罗马书八章有三点的。
So the first one,
第一点,
it says, we know we can have confidence that God can turn all the difficult circumstances in our lives for the ultimate good.
在罗马书八章，我们看到三样的第一样东西，就是我们可以信赖神，能够将我们所面对的所有困境转化成为对我们有益的事。
Now I'll let you see all three points. So the second point,
看完三点先，第二点呢，就是
is if God is for us, who can be against us?
第二点就是如果神帮助我们，有哪个能够敌挡我们呢？
Amen?
Amen.
Because God is greater than everything.
因为神比所有东西更伟大。
And then thirdly,
第三点,
in any case, however difficult things may become in our lives, we have the wonderful assurance that nothing, no, absolutely nothing,can separate us from the love of God in Christ.
就第三点，就是说虽然我们人生里面可能遇到很大的困境，但无论什么困境，我们都有这个最美好的保证，就是没有任何事情能够使到我们与神的爱，基督的爱隔绝。
Amen. Let's have a look at the first point now.
我们首先看第一点吧。
All things God works for the good.
就是神使到万事互相效力，叫我哋得益处。
You see, God is able to take difficult times in our life, hard times in our life, and actually turn them from bad times into a good result.
神可以使用我哋人生所遇到嘅困难嘅时候，将呢啲转化成由唔好嘅事。转化成为对我们有好的结果的事。
However, it's important to see that there are two conditions.
但是我们要明白，要这样的事发生呢，有两个条件。
It says for those who love him.
第一个呢，就是个条件，就是呢，要爱他。
It's when our lives are focused on him and we love him with our whole heart.
什麼叫愛他呢？就是我們的人生的焦點，就是完全放在神那裡。
Remember,
我們全心愛他。
Remember Jesus has said, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
記不記得耶穌說過，我們要盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力去愛神。
And so it's when our focus in life is loving God.
如果我們人生的焦點就是想，經常想怎樣去愛神呢？
We have that wonderful assurance that all things will work together for the good.
我们就有这个美好的保证了，就是所有东西都会变成对我们有益。
But then it also says, and are called according to his purpose.
另外一个条件就是说，是按照神的旨意。
If you have committed your life into the hands of God, he has called you.
即是按神旨意被呼召的意思，就是说，如果我们将我们人生所有事情呢，都是交在神的手里面。
God takes every person who has committed their lives to him and uses that person to glorify his name.
神就会使用我们每一个愿意将我们人生所有东西都交托在主手里面的人，神就会使用我们的人生达成一个好的结果。
If there's anyone here who hasn't yet discovered the call of God upon their life,
如果呢度有人你未发现咧，神对你人生有咩呼召嘅话
，then you need to start loving God more。
咁你要首先做一样嘢啦，你要学爱神多啲。
Because as you start loving Him more and more, He will reveal that plan He has for you。
因为当你越学习爱神多啲多啲，神就会开始向你显示神对你嘅人生有咩嘅计划。
It's automatic that any Christian who has committed their life to God receives a call。
每一个已经将自己人生委身俾神嘅人咧，系好自然嘅，佢哋就会知道神对佢哋人生有咩呼召。
And we can have confidence that any trials that may come our way, He will turn them around for the good。
所以如此嘅时候咧，我哋就有呢个保证，我哋人生如果面对乜嘢困难撕裂，神都会将呢啲咧转化成为好嘅事情。
I remember in the 1980s, I was actually traveling in Hunan。
咁我记得1980年代啦，当时我就去咗湖南。
Hunan, so this was quite close to Changsha。
湖南去到比较近长沙呢个地方啊。
And I was invited to go and meet a Chinese pastor, quite an elderly Chinese pastor。
哦，當時咧，有人邀請我去見一位好年長嘅中國嘅牧師。
And it was out in the countryside。
咁啊，去到郊外去見佢嘅。
And these younger ministers took me into his bedroom。
咁啊，當時呢啲年輕嘅傳道咧，帶我入咗一個佢哋嘅房間睡房。
And I was wondering why he was in bed。
咁我喺度懷疑點解有個人瞓喺牀上邊嘅。
Apparently during the Cultural Revolution, Wenhua Dagaming 嘅時候，
即係好明顯啦，即係因為有啲人經歷過文化大革命，所以經歷過一啲事情。
He had been commanded by Red Guards to bow before a picture。
咁啊，當時呢位即係年長嘅牧師喺文化大革命嘅時候咧，啲紅衛兵就命令佢要向一個即係畫像啦去跪拜嘅。
And he declined. He wouldn't do that.
佢拒絕咁樣做。
And so his legs were broken.
咁咧，啲人就打斷咗佢對腳。
He was crippled.
跟住佢就殘廢啦。
I was looking at this man who had been for nearly 20 years bedridden。
咁咧，我就見到呢個已經殘廢咗20年、瞓喺牀上邊嘅人。
And I started to wonder, how could this have worked for the good？
我開始就喺度懷疑啊！聖經講咧，萬事互相效力，叫愛神嘅人得益處。呢節經文。即係咪真嘅咧
？Before I had a chance, he said, "God worked it all together for the better."
咁咧，但係我即係仲唔知講咩嘅時候咧，呢個人就開口話啦：啊，神咧使到凡事咧發生都會係成為美好嘅。
And he pointed to these leaders who had brought me to see him。
咁咧，佢又指住呢班年輕嘅傳道人，就係呢班傳道人帶我去見佢噶嘛。
He said, "They are my disciples."
佢話：呢班就係我嘅門徒啦。
He said we started a Bible school in this room。
佢話：我哋就喺呢個房間開始一個查經班。
And he day by day trained these young men in the ways of the Lord。
係嘛？開咗一個神學院，佢就咧每日日以繼夜咧就喺度訓練呢班門徒，去即係教導佢哋神嘅話語。
I looked at some of those young men and I saw that they were already in their 30s or 40s.
咁我見住呢班後生仔啦，咁啊有啲其實都三十幾四十歲噶啦。
And they were leaders of hundreds of thousands of believers.
而呢班嘅後生仔，呢班比較年輕嘅傳道人，其實佢哋帶領住咧數以千計、萬計嘅信徒嘅。
God can work anything for the good。
所以神能够将任何事都使到佢有一个好嘅结果。
I remember one time asking a Chinese brother in Sichuan, that's in Chongqing, where a meeting would be held.
咁有一次咧，我喺四川重慶咧地方問一個弟兄啦，我話教聚會會喺邊度舉行啊
？We often want things to be all sorted.
因為我哋慣咗咧，所有嘢都搞清搞楚先噶嘛。
And this brother replied to me, "I don't know."
咁咧，弟兄話：我唔知聚會喺邊度，幾時會進行。
He said the Holy Spirit will show us。
佢話弟兄話聖靈會話俾我哋聽㗎啦。
And of course the Holy Spirit did。
Did。咁當然聖靈最後即係話俾佢哋聽，聚會喺邊度舉行。
I mean, sometimes we can be so tense。
有陣時我哋太過緊張啦。
And nervous。
太過神經質啦。
But if we are walking in the Spirit,
但如果我哋喺圣灵里边而行咧
，When God wants us to do something, He will show the way.
如果神要我哋做一啲嘢，佢就会话俾我哋听条路点样行，点样去噶啦。
So dependency on God and on the Holy Spirit is the key to victorious Christian living, walking in the Spirit by faith.
所以咧，去依靠圣灵而行喺按住信心喺信心里边咧，跟从圣灵而行咧，系我哋得力量嘅保证。
Okay, so now we'll look at the second point. If God is for us, who can be against us?
第二点就系神若帮助我哋，谁能敌挡我哋咧
？Now we know that Jesus has been raised to the right hand of the Father.Above all principalities and powers.
我哋知道耶稣基督，神已经使到耶稣基督咧从死里边复活，将佢提升到神嘅右边，超越一切执政嘅掌权嘅。
And he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen.
耶稣已经系万王之王、万主之主，系咪啊 ？Amen.
And in fact, in Ephesians 1, verse 20.
其实喺以弗所书一章二十节。
Yeah, maybe if you can read out verses 20-23.
好啊，如果大家手上有圣经或者手机都可以一齐打开啊，我哋读一读经文啦。以弗所书一章二十至到二十三节，一二三，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的。不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。唔该。
Hallelujah! We see that Jesus is seated on high.
咁就主要我哋見到耶穌基督已經坐喺天上邊最高嘅位置。
And in fact, in the next chapter, it says that we are seated together with him in heavenly places.
其實喺第二章咧，保羅再進一步話，唔單止耶穌坐喺天上，我哋都將會同耶穌一齊坐喺天上嘅。
And in Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, Paul tells us howJesus has been given the name that is above every name.
咁喺腓立比书二章啦，保罗亦都讲到咧，耶稣基督得到一个超乎万名之上嘅名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
就喺呢个名之下咧，万膝要向佢跪拜，万口要向承认耶稣基督系主。
Do you know the name that is above every name?
大家知唔知一个超乎万名之上嘅名系咩名？系边个？
Do you remember Moses at the burning bush?
大家记唔记得咧？当年摩西喺见到呢个燃烧嘅荆棘嗰个时咧，佢个情况系点样啊
？He realized he was on holy ground and he took his shoes off or took his sandals off.
佢见到呢个燃烧住嘅荆棘，佢知道嚟咗一个圣地，所以即刻咧除低佢嘅鞋。
And God revealed Himself as Yahweh, the great I am.
神同佢讲佢名，佢名就系我是，我系自有永有嘅，亦都系耶和华咁嘅意思。
That is the name that is above every name.
呢个名就系超乎万名之上嘅名。
The Jews will not pronounce it because it's so holy.
犹太人唔敢直接讲神嘅名，因为太过神圣啦。
And here we see in Philippians chapter 2 that Jesus was actually given his father's name.
咁喺腓立比书二章咧，我哋睇到耶稣基督嘅名咧，就系原来就系神嘅名，就系父神嘅名。父神将佢自己名俾咗耶稣基督。
So this shows the wonderful love between the father and the son, that the father would actually give his son his own name.
我哋睇到父神同埋佢嘅爱子耶稣基督嗰种嘅爱系几咁深，因为咧，我哋睇到父神直接将自己嘅名俾咗佢嘅爱子耶稣基督。
And that is why he is exalted high above all.
所以我哋睇到点解耶稣基督被提升超乎所有一切。
And given a name that is above every name.
亦都俾咗一个超过所有万名之上嘅名。
So if God is for us.If Jesus is for us, who can be against us?
所以神如果帮助我哋，耶稣基督帮助我哋，有边个能够敌挡我
哋？ And as you look at this verse in this is Romans 8:31, it actually says at the end of the verse, "How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?"
如果我哋睇罗马书八章三十二节啦，我哋可以更加明白神嘅爱。佢话神既不爱惜自己儿子，为我哋众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么
？You see, if God is for us and gave us His only Son Jesus，
如果神帮助我哋，甚至将佢嘅独生爱子耶稣基督赐俾我哋，为我哋舍咗。
He's given us everything.
其实有咩佢唔会俾我哋啦？佢会将所有嘢都俾我哋。
And we can be confident that He will bring us through every situation, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
所以咧，我哋可以有信心，神一定会带领我哋经历过一切嘅难处或者困境，就好似咧。在但以理书大家记不记得有三个人物撒德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥他们的经历。
Do you remember King Nebuchadnezzar had ordered that these Jewish young men were to bow before an image?
大家记不记得呢尼布甲尼撒王他要求所有人包括这三个犹太的年轻人他们要向一个神像跪拜。
And they refused.
但这三个年轻人他们拒绝。
And so they were thrown into a fiery furnace.
所以就将这三个年轻人抌入一个熊熊烈火的火炉。
And yet, moments later, King Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fiery furnace, and he didn't see three people, he saw four people.
过了一阵啦，尼布甲尼撒王睇下呢个烧晒未啦。点知佢唔系净系见到三个人，佢见到四个人喺个火炉入边。
And that fourth person, it says, looked like the Son of God.
咁圣经记载啦，第四个人似咩咧？似神嘅儿子。
I believe it was Jesus.
我相信就系耶稣基督。
You know there are occurrences in the Old Testament where Jesus, even though Jesus had not yet been born in Bethlehem, that He visibly appears to the patriarchs.
咁啊，相信喺旧约里边咧，其实耶稣基督出现过嘅。虽然当年啦，佢未喺伯利恒，未有肉身嘅出生，但喺旧约咧，佢曾经系用唔同嘅方式显现过俾当时一啲嘅族长啊，一啲嘅圣经嘅人物嘅。
And we see that in every situation that we might.Go through that Jesus is there with us in that situation.
所以我哋要相信，无论我哋经历过乜嘢，经历紧乜嘢情况，耶稣基督就系喺嗰个情况嘅时候同我哋一齐。
Jesus we have that wonderful assurance of Jesus's presence.
我哋有呢个美好嘅保证确据，就系耶稣基督会同我哋一齐。
You will see that when Nebuchadnezzar saw these four in the flames, he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out.
咁咧，圣经记载，当尼布甲尼撒见到有四个人喺度火炉咧，佢就话：咁你哋啊，沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你出翻嚟啦，咁样。
And the people are amazed that there is no smell of fire on their clothes.
当呢三个年轻人喺火炉里边走翻出嚟嘅时候咧，大家好惊讶，因为佢全身咧毫无烟味，冇任何烧窿嘅味道。
You see, when we go through a difficult time and Jesus is with us, there are no scars。
大家明唔明白嘅意思啊？就系当耶稣基督与我哋同在，即使我哋经历咧好困难嘅时候，我哋身上都唔会有任何嘅伤嘅。冇嗰啲傷痕啊，冇嗰啲招即係結招啊咁樣。
In fact, people would not even realize that we had been through a difficult time。
甚至咧，人哋咧唔會覺得我哋經歷過咁困難嘅時候。
In Daniel chapter 3 verses 16 to 18，
喺但以利書第三章16-18节。
These three young men, before they were thrown into the fire, they replied to the king.
呢三个年轻人啦，未被抌入火炉之前，佢哋咁样去回答王嘅。
Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
但以理书三章十六至十八节，如果有圣经，我哋一齐读啊，好唔好啊？沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：尼布甲尼撒啊，这件事我们不必回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，即或不然。王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
You see, whatever the cost, they would not dishonor God.
无论要付咩代价，佢都唔会丢弃去污蔑佢哋嘅神嘅名嘅。
And then we find at the end of the chapter how Nebuchadnezzar, God was actually able to show this heathen king Nebuchadnezzar the truth.
咁喺呢章嘅结尾，我哋睇到咧，神点样使到呢个外邦人，即系拜外邦偶像嘅王，睇到神嘅真实同埋大能。
So in Daniel 3:28-29, it says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar said, 'Praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other God can save in this way.
我一齐读埋啦，《但以理书》三章二十八节。尼布甲尼撒说：沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救回倚靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。现在我降旨，无论何方、何国、何族的人，傍读沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
You see, at the end of this passage, it says, "No other God can save in this way."
喺呢段落最后一句，大家留意，佢话冇其他神能够咁样施行拯救。
You see, God didn't save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire.
大家要留意，神冇喺从呢个火里边拯救沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
He saved them through the fire.
即系神冇使到沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥唔使受呢个火刑，唔使走入呢个火炉。
You see, God
喺火炉里边，但系就喺火炉里边，神拯救佢哋。
God will allow us to go through these difficult things.
所以有时神会让我哋经历一啲困难事，喺困难嘅事里
边。But He will give us the victory through them.
但神就会喺我哋经历困难嘅时候咧，俾我哋有胜利，俾我哋得胜。
And when I think of all our brothers and sisters in China,
当我哋想起我喺中国里边嘅弟兄姊妹
，They are continually going through the fire. Still, even today.
他们不断经历这些火，即使是今天都是继续经历这些火的试炼。
And even though they've been through those trials, there's a sweetness in their lives.
即使他们经历过这些这么大的困难，但在他们生命里面，我们看到是一种的甜美在他们生命里面。
While there are non-Christians in China who have gone through hard times, and you see that there's bitterness in their lives.
在中国我都见到其他不信耶稣的人，他们都经历过很困难的时候，但是他们心里面就会生出苦毒。
But if we have Jesus with us, we have the victory.
但是当我们有耶稣基督，我们就有胜利。
So finally, the last thought.
所以最后呢，第三点。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
冇任何事物能够使到我哋同神嘅爱、耶稣基督嘅爱隔绝。
You see, it's our eternal destiny that really matters.
其实对于我哋每个人嚟讲，我哋嘅永恒嘅命运先就系最重要。
And since we have committed our lives into the hands of God and believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again to give us new life.
因为我们已经将我们人生交托给神，我们相信耶稣基督已经为我们的罪而死，并且神已经使到祂从死里面复活。
We have this wonderful assurance that we are in Christ and Christ is living in us.
所以我们有这个最好的保证，就是我们已经有耶稣基督在我们里面了，我们都是活在耶稣基督里面的。
And this is just a foretaste of what's to come.
所以其实这个现在的生命呢，只不过是一个初尝将来永恒生命。
We've got assurance of eternal life.
我们有永恒生命的保障，我现在已经拥有了。
And we have the wonderful hope of our bodily resurrection on the last day.
所以我们在末日，我们都会相信我们的肉身会复活的。
We've already been resurrected on the inside.
我们里面已经，我们灵已经复活了。
But the time will come when our body will follow.
将来有一日耶稣基督回来，我们的身体都会一样经历复活的。
And we're already seated in heavenly places with Christ right now.
我们今天已经跟耶稣基督一起坐在天上边了。
And nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus.
没任何东西，绝对没任何东西能够将我们和耶稣基督的爱隔绝。
Amen. Do you believe that you have victory today?
大家相不相信今天你已经有得胜了？
Amen. We have victory. And now let me just remind you of those three points. All things work for the good.
没错，我们已经有胜利了。我想再提醒我们大家三点，第一，神使到万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神帮助我们，有哪个能够敌挡我们呢？
And nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God.
没任何事情，绝对没任何事情能够使到我们与神的爱隔绝。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Now, I believe the Lord has been, ministering and speaking to a number of people here this morning.
我相信今朝咧，神喺度同中间，我哋中间有啲人咧喺度讲说话嘅。
I've been speaking fairly long.
啊，虽然我比较长气
，but I believe that God still wants a few people to respond.
但我相信神咧，想有啲人会作出回应。
Maybe you have not been living the victorious life that you know you should have been living.
或者你知道你已 曾经过的生活呢，你没有过一个你应该过的德性的生活。
But he wants you to take hold of these truths and to apply them to your hearts today.
神今天要提醒你，想你去抓紧这些真理，并且呢在你人生，在你生命里面实行出来。
So that when you leave this service today, you go as a victorious Christian.
使到你今天离开这个崇拜之后，你变成一个得胜的基督徒。
So if you want prayer to live the victorious life full of the Holy Spirit, I just want you to come forward and we can pray for you.
所以如果你想靠着圣灵过一个得胜的基督徒生活呢，我邀请你现在可以出来，来到前面，我会为你们祷告的。
We will, it's Jesus that will give you the victory, amen?
不是我给你们有胜利，是耶稣基督给你们有胜利，是不是？
And Jesus is already living in your heart.
耶稣已经住在你的心里面。
And as you commit yourself into his hands, he will pour his Holy Spirit upon you.
如果你将你人生委身在耶稣基督的手里面，他就会将圣灵降临充满你。
And empower you to live the victorious Christian life.
给你有力量过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
Amen. So I wonder if we sing a song or we
或者系啦，请崇拜团队嚟，我哋用一首歌去祷告，跟住如果想出嚟接受牧师师母嘅祷告啊，可以一齐，可以一阵出嚟，我咧就起身 ，Let's rise and let's sing a song.
Hallelujah.